Tonight to 2 Chronicles chapter 15. Second Chronicles chapter 15 and verse 15. 2 Chronicles 15th chapter, verse 15. Praise the Lord. Amen. Are you hungry for God's word tonight? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody can read that for me, please.
And all Judah rejoiced over the oath, for they had sworn with all their heart and had sought him with their whole desire. And he was found by them, and the Lord gave them rest all around.
The Lord gave them rest round about. The secret of all round rest. Amen. The Lord gave them rest roundabout. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The Lord gave them rest roundabout. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Tonight I want to teach you or speak to you about the secrets of having all round rest. So many of you are troubled inside, agitated inside, restless inside. We live in a very restless society. Nations are restless. Tribes and, you know, groups of people are restless. Society as a general, in general, is restless. Communities, families, marriages, individuals, you find are restless, just troubled, just worked up. God is in desire that for you. Look at somebody and say, God is in desire restlessness for you. God desires you be at rest. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Not be restless. God only desires that the devil be restless. As a matter of fact, when you look at scripture, the Bible says the devil goes about to and fro. They are restless. I mean, he cannot sit in one place. The devil is so restless, he has to always, you know, his trouble is just going to and fro, always restless. But we are children of God. God has promised us rest. Tonight I speak rest into your soul. I speak rest into your homes, into your families. Hallelujah. Rest into your situation. God's rest. Rest. Sometimes it is so challenging to see believers restless. Believers, but restless. That's not our portion. Sometimes they're trying to do the right stuff, but they are just restless. Tonight, let a calm come over your soul. I don't have much to preach, just this one word. Let a calm come over your soul. May you find rest in Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. People who do great exploits for God do it out of rest. People who bring about the greatest inventive ideas, when you look at their lives, it comes forth from a time of being mentally rested. Nobody can bring about a creative idea or innovative idea out of a restless mind, agitated, troubled, restless, and you're trying to think of a new design for your house. It doesn't happen. You're trying to hear the voice of God and you're just worked up and restless. It doesn't happen that way. So I speak life and rest into your souls. All round rest. How many of you would like rest in every side? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Rest in your spirit. Rest in your mind. Rest in your body. Some of you have been carrying, you know, agitated thoughts and, you know, tension and anxiety and worry and just carrying it around. People go to sleep feeling tired. People get up in the morning feeling tired because they are restless. People go to sleep afraid. People wake up in the morning afraid because they are restless. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But God tonight, praise the Lord, is going to give you rest. I say that again. God is going to give you rest. Look at somebody and say, God is going to give you rest. 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 Praise the Lord. Amen. The rest of faith. The rest of all round rest. Rest of faith. In the book of Genesis chapter 2 and verse 2, it says God rested after he created everything. After he had finished his work in creation, he rested. That word, God finished his work, is only mentioned twice. One is in Genesis 2:2, and the other is in John 19, where the Bible says Jesus on the cross, he said, "It is finished. It is completed." It is. Amen. No. The Lord has completed that which concerns you, whether it be about things about salvation, whether it be about healing, whether it be about breakthrough, whether it be about lasting joy, whether it be about, you know, redemption, whether it be about heaven. How many of you know that you don't have to work? Jesus did all the work. He finished the work on the cross of Calvary. He said, "It is completed." And now he speaks rest into your soul. Ah, praise the Lord. Amen. But there are many who are troubled by guilt. They cannot forgive themselves. God has forgiven your past sin, your present sin, and all your future sins on the cross of Calvary. Praise the Lord. As a matter of fact, when you did your first sin, God had actually forgiven it 2,000 years ago. Are you with me? Praise the Lord. Amen. Is that a license to sin? No way. Because Jesus said to the woman who was caught, who was a sinful woman who came to Jesus, the Lord said she's been forgiven much, therefore she loves much. People who know they are forgiven will love the Lord much. Praise the Lord. When I know all my sins are forgiven on the cross of Calvary, when Jesus paid the price, I will love him much. I'm not going to take that as a license to go and sin, but I'm going to love my Lord more and more and more. So let your conscience be at rest, knowing that he has purchased peace for you through his blood on the cross of Calvary. Hallelujah. Put your hands together and bless the name of Jesus tonight. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, the purpose of the sacrifice of Jesus was to please God the Father. You remember that? When you have offended somebody, when you have hurt somebody, the offended person should feel that you have done the right thing. Am I right? Imagine somebody offended you. And they go about after offending you, and they do something to make peace with you, but you don't even know what. It doesn't make sense, does it? They have to do that which will set you free inside. Now, God is the one who is offended through your sin, and God says, "I am only pleased through the sacrifice of my son, not by what you do." Are you with me? He said, "I am only at peace concerning your forgiveness, concerning all that you've done in your life through my son. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That is why the Bible says we have peace with God through the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Lift your hand and say, I have peace with God through the blood of Jesus Christ. You can be at rest concerning your relationship with the Father because of what Jesus done. Amen. Look at 2 Chronicles chapter 15. The secrets of all-round rest. I give you just 4 points very fast. Verses 3. 2 Chronicles 15, verse 3.
For a long time, Israel was without the true God, without a teaching priest, and without law.
Amen. For a long season, Israel was without the true God. The first secret to having all-round rest is this: be connected to the true God. Look at somebody and say, be connected to the true God. Be connected to the true God. Be connected to the true God. Praise the Lord. Which means there are many false gods. Which means stop looking at alternatives. What God can give you does not exist. There is nothing free with the devil. The devil who put the problem cannot take it away. Are you with me? Only God can remove a problem. Not all that glitters is gold. Not everything that swims in the water is fish. Therefore, the Bible says, be connected to the true God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. How many of you tonight will say, thank God I belong to Jesus Christ, the true God. Hallelujah. Be connected to the true God. The second, for all round rest, the Bible says there were no teaching priest. For a strong all round rest in your life, be established under strong teaching. Be established under strong teaching and instruction. When you come to church, don't look for excitement. Look for establishment. Don't come to church for a miracle. Miracles happen, miracles will happen, miracles will follow you. We worship a God of miracles. Amen. But you don't come to church for a miracle. You come to church to listen to God's word, and that word will touch you and change you. A man of God can lay hands upon you. I can lay hands upon you and you can be healed of your sickness. But it is when you are established in a true teaching that sickness stays off from your life. A preacher can look at you and cast the devil out of you. But you keep your deliverance because of the teaching of God's word. Jesus said, you will know the truth and the truth will set you free. Years back when we started our ministry, I wouldn't get much into teachings. I wouldn't do much about preaching. It was all about, the ministry of the Holy Spirit, where the teaching is also the ministry of the Holy Spirit. But I was just excited about people getting healed and devils going out of people and people falling under the power of God. And I used to look for that in the meeting. And then the Lord told me, son, all that will happen, but you make sure as a pastor, your role is to teach the word. Are you with me? If you teach the word, if you preach, if you minister the word of the Lord, I will come down with my presence and do what is needed for the congregation. So don't look to lay hands upon people, but lay the word of God upon them. So I'm laying God's word upon you. I'm giving you God's word, the bread from heaven. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Receive the word of the Lord. Let the word of God be laid upon you. Young men, you have overcome the evil one because the word of God dwells in you. Wow. Amen. Hallelujah. For you to enjoy all round peace or rest, value the word of God. Be quick to listen. Be passionate about the word. The biggest attraction in you coming to church or meeting together and fellowshipping should be the presence of Jesus and the word of God. Are you with me tonight? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Isn't it amazing that you walk around, there are so many, you know, there are so many teachings going on in the world. The anointing that you value will be the anointing that will draw near to you. If you value the teaching of somebody else, that anointing will draw to you, that's fine. But if you want to be established in this church and you want to grow in the vision of this church and see God's plan over your life fulfilled, take the word that's preached from the pulpit. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of Jesus. Take it, feed on it, be passionate about it, hide it in your heart. Praise the Lord. It will establish you. Luke 5 verse 5. Jesus was in the boat. The fishermen had caught nothing. And then Jesus said, what did Jesus say? He said, cast your nets again. And Peter said, Lord, we have toiled all night and we have caught nothing, but at your word, at your word, we will let down the net. And the boat was filled so much with fish. The net was full of fish. The boat was full of fish. Where Peter began to cry out and said, help! How many of you want your toil to be turned into joy? All night they toiled, they caught nothing, but it turned out to joy at the word. At the word. Say, at the word. At the word. At the word. At the word. Their toil turned into joy at the word of the Lord. At the word of the Lord, your toil will turn into joy at the word of the Lord. At the word of the Lord. Where you are so blessed, where you say, Lord, help me now. I'm so blessed, I don't know what to do. Many of you cry out, help, when you are in trouble. But how many of you, your season is going to change. Your time is going to change. Hallelujah. You're going to cry and say, Lord, help me, because you are blessed beyond a measure. Hallelujah. You are blessed beyond measure because your boat is full of fish. Because your life is full of blessing. Hallelujah. At the word of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Lift your hand and say, I receive a boatload of fish and blessing. Hallelujah. Miracles and anointings and giftings and grace and blessing. I receive in the name of Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. The third thing that is found in that scripture there, 2 Chronicles 15, it says there in the third verse, they were without the true God and without a teaching priest and without law. Live, the third point is this, live your life by the laws of God. Live your life by the laws of God. What do I mean by that? Don't look for scriptures to quote. Look for scriptures to live by. Are you with me? Believers normally look for scriptures to quote. Is there anything interesting that I can quote from scriptures? Yeah, there's no problem. We quote scriptures. That's good. But for you to enjoy all-round peace, look for scriptures or instructions to live by. What do I mean by that? What laws? For example, imagine you are troubled, you are anxious, you are worried about your life. And the scripture says in Matthew 6, 5 times the Bible says, do not worry. 5 times in the Gospel of Matthew chapter 6, the Bible says, do not worry. Do not worry. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and its righteousness, and everything else will be added unto you. So what is the law? When you get up in the morning, the first thing should be to seek the presence of God. You can get either worked up and worried, or you seek the presence of God. Seek first the kingdom of God every day when you get up. Till you see that worry vanish and faith arises in you. Till you know that all is going to be well and God has got you in His hands and everything will work for the good for those who love Him. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Don't worry about money. Don't worry about your life. Don't worry about your health. Don't worry about what you will eat and drink or wear. Don't worry about tomorrow. Those are the 5 worries he said in Matthew 6. Don't worry about your food. Don't worry about what you will eat and drink. Don't worry about your clothes. Don't worry about tomorrow. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and its righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Praise the Lord. You have that? And that's an instruction you need to follow. Or you want rest in your marriage, in your family life. You want to enjoy rest in your family life? What is the law that you walk by? Keep your marriage bed undefiled. For fornicators and warmongers, God will judge. You want peace and rest in your family life? Keep your marriage bed pure. That's instructions you follow. Or the Bible says, submit to your husband or respect him. Do that. Go by that instruction. Don't say, Lord, I pray for a miracle. Change my husband. Or wives, submit. Husbands, love your wife. And that's an instruction. Follow it. or you want to see rest in your finances. Every time money comes into your life, check the motive of your heart. See if your heart is in Christ. Every time money comes into your life, I need to obey the scripture in Malachi chapter 3. I need to honor God. I need to bring my tithes and offerings into the house of God. I need to give unto God. Follow the instruction. You will find financial rest. Are you with me tonight? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. You want to enjoy rest in the church? Submit to the pastor. Are you with me? Love one another. Forgive one another. Pray for one another. You don't need to be a rocket scientist to figure this out. I mean, you need to enjoy all-round peace and rest. Look for scriptures that instruct you. Oh, come on, church. Are you still with me? If everybody in the church is your enemy and everyone is against you and you feel pursued by everyone, there is something wrong with you. Not everybody is against you. If God is for you, that is all that is needed. If the pastor is for you and the pastor welcomes you and accepts you, that's good enough. Come on, church. Praise the Lord. Amen. If there is lack of rest in one area of your life, you just need to ask yourself this one question: which law am I breaking? It's simple. Which law am I breaking? Some problems are not from the devil, but it is because people have refused to live for God. Oh, yes. Praise the Lord. Amen. Lift your hand and say, Lord, I want all round rest in my life. Let your word instruct me. Let your word instruct me. The fourth point. It says in the 12th verse, 2 Chronicles 15 verse 12. And they entered into a covenant to seek the Lord God of their fathers with all their heart and with all their soul. Exist in a solid covenant with God. Exist in a solid covenant with God. What is covenant? It is called the commitment of no return. Covenant means the commitment of no return. Hear that? He said, I've made a covenant with God. You remember the three Hebrew children who were put into the burning furnace? They had a commitment of no return. They said, our God is able to deliver us. But fine, even if we don't receive the miracle, that's fine. We are not going to worship any other God or bow down before any other God, because we have made a covenant of no return, a commitment of no return. We shall worship the living God. There are people, I find amazing, there are people who You know, who don't come to church because God didn't answer their prayer concerning they wanted a scooter, a white scooter, their father gave them a black scooter. There are people who say, nobody liked me, nobody, you know, welcomed me. I mean, silly things. What about your commitment? What about your covenant? Years back, the Holy Spirit put this word into my life. Romans 14:8. If I live, I live for Jesus. If I die, I die for Jesus. And next week, we're going to Gujarat. Praise the Lord. We're going into Gujarat to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Let me tell you, brother, you need to have a covenant with God. It's true that you will have things not going your way, things might not go according to your plan, not go according to your liking. Everybody goes through stages like that. But you are covenanted with God. If I was only going to serve Jesus on good days, you would only see me maybe once or twice a year. Nothing goes according to plan. But you made a covenant with God. Are you with me? And God is just. He will bless you. He will take care of you. But you need to be covenanted. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Job or no job, He's still my God. Are you with me? Amen. Praise the Lord. That word covenant means you are so connected with Him that people will identify you with God. So tonight, praise the Lord. You enter into God's rest, all-round rest, the day and the time when you make up your mind to be covenanted with Him. The fifth one, and I close with that. Are you enjoying God's word tonight? Praise the Lord. Amen. Seek God with your whole desire. Seek God with your whole desire. That's the verse that we read before, the 15th chapter and verse 15. It says there, they sought Him with their whole desire. In other words, don't share your heart between God and anything. Anyone who has got two lovers is in trouble. Are you with me? You can't have two lovers. Don't share your heart between God and anything else. Don't share your heart with God and entertainment. Don't share your heart with God and with ISL or IPL football match, or with your favorite TV show. That's a very dangerous way to exist. You know, I was just looking at my life. You know, this word was challenging to me. Are you with me? And I was looking at my life, and you know, when you seek Him, when you pray, when you really pray, when you really desire Him and you spend time in prayer, at least keep the phone away. Don't share your phone and your Bible, I mean, with God. Are you with me? I mean, in your heart with the phone and God. I mean, just keep your phone away. You know, You know, I was preparing this message. God was speaking to me, and I was trying to worship Him and pray. And I usually lock the door, and I'm sitting and praying. And I got a small air rifle, you know, so that was lying on my bed. And suddenly I'm saying, Lord, I'm sorry for the times I've been distracted. I want to be really focused on You. I really want to worship You. Really desire You and love You with all my heart. And I'm trying to pray. And suddenly a crow comes and sits on the tree right outside my window. And I'm just saying this, and then I go and pick up that rifle. Coming to shoot it. And then I thought, oh boy, I just prayed that I would seeking with a whole heart. And I said, Lord, I'm so sorry, please forgive me. I went and kept the gun there, and I'm trying to worship, and I'm singing, then sings my soul, and I go praying in tongues, and I'm walking around, and suddenly the crow comes back a second time. And the temptation is so huge. I went back. See, this word will challenge each one of us. Are you with me? None of us are up there. But the Bible says when they sought Him with all their desire, they began to enjoy all round rest. Everything else was taken care of. You will be able to accomplish more for God when you have actually worshipped Him and sought Him and prayed and worshipped Him. It will be so easy to fulfill everything else. Lift your hand and say, Lord, I receive Your word. I need Your all-round rest. Amen. Let's close our eyes in prayer tonight.